T-Mobile has invested billions to light up America's largest 5G network, from big cities to small towns, including right here in yours. And great coverage is just the beginning. Right now, families and small businesses can save up to 20% versus AT&T and Verizon when they switch. Visit your local T-Mobile store today.
Plan savings with 3 lines of T-Mobile Essentials versus comparable available plans. Plan features and taxes and fees may vary.
Daron Harmon joins us right now. Daron is brought to you by Anderson Windows and your local Anderson Windows dealer. Joining us on a Patriots Monday. How are you?
I'm doing good. Yourself, sir?
I'm good, thanks. Nice to see you again.
Good to see you as well.
Short turnaround. Got to play Thursday. How many days does it take for a body, generally speaking, to be ready to play in another game?
It usually takes the full week, to be honest. You're out there. You're still practicing through the week. You're getting your massages. You're in the training room. You're doing a lot to get your body to feel as good as you wanted to feel for the next game. It's a process. And obviously, we have different, you know, tactics for if it's a shorter week. Coach Belichick, he knows it can't be the same if, you know, you're going from Sunday to Thursday as it is from Sunday to Sunday. So he knows that. He does a good job of always trying to get us prepared and mentally, physically, and emotionally. So we'll be all right, and it'll be a good test for us for a quick turnaround.
We were just talking to James White about this, but what was your reaction and response to the return of Josh Gordon?
Excited. I mean, excited for him because obviously he loves the game. We're always pulling for him, hoping the best for him, and we're going to be there to support him. So I'm just happy that he's allowed to be around the guys again, and we're able to, you know, just show the support and the love for him that obviously he needs and we all need it.
What does he bring on the field? Because we were actually just sort of debating this, because everybody has this viewpoint or mental, like there was a time when he had 14 games and 1,600 yards.
Yeah.
But you practiced against him last year. You saw him in game. What does Josh Gordon bring to this team now?
I mean, he's a different specimen of athlete. I mean, he's fast, he's big, he's strong, and he has great hands. He can go up, get the ball, he can make the tough catches. Over the middle, on, you know, critical downs, you know, third and four. I mean, not too many guys can cover him on a slant, you know, slant, comeback, fade. Like, he's just, I mean, he's different. I mean, he's a big receiver who's fast and has great hands, and I'm really excited that, you know, he's on our team.
Have you had a chance to say hi to him yet?
Oh, for sure. I seen him yesterday and today, and I mean, obviously, we're excited to have him back, and you can tell he's excited to be back.
As one of the veteran guys, one of the leaders on the team, is there a little bit more focus for you guys to try to connect with him in some way? Or is that just sort of an unspoken thing that you guys...
Well, I would say the main thing is just not trying to, I would say, like, crowd him.
Right.
And be like, oh, Josh, you got to do this. Josh, you got to do that. Like, our job is to be there for him at times when he needs to talk, if he's ever going through anything, or, you know, just being that good teammate that everybody is to everybody on his team. We talk about it all the time. We create a family atmosphere here, a brotherhood where guys can lean on each other outside of football. The brotherhood we built here is bigger than football. I've created lifelong friends with this game and on this team, and nothing's changed for Josh as well. We'll be there for him, and he knows that as well.
When a player comes in here, we talk about sometimes like, oh, I bet you they have a meeting and tell him what he can't say. He can't say every word. This word is not okay. That. But how much of when a guy arrives is just sort of falling in line and seeing what goes on around you and seeing how Daron handles it and seeing how Tom, how much of it just sort of takes care of itself by the environment?
I think that's the big thing right there. I think just me personally, when I got here, guys, my biggest thing was watching the veteran guys, watching Tom Brady, Vince, Dev, Mayo, and seeing how, and Slater as well, just watching those guys and seeing how they, you know, move throughout the day as a professional, how they carried themselves on the field, off the field. And when you have just great leaders like that, and you see not only the amount of work that they put in, but how they talk to the media, how they treat the media, I mean, it's easy to fall in line, like you said. I mean, it's just, it's easy because you don't want to be that one guy who's doing everything wrong.
Right.
So the best thing to do is listen to what the coaches tell you to do, watch how the leaders do it, and fall in line and create that that simple pathway of just doing it over and over again the right way.
I don't know how much you knew of or spoke to Ben Watson before he arrived as a new teammate. Those of us who are around here when he was here the first time know what kind of leader he is. It's been reported that Josh's locker is right next to Ben. You couldn't have a better sounding board than to be able to talk to that guy if you need to.
Oh, for sure. I mean, just not only him as a football player, but just him as a man, how he carries himself, a faith-based man, a man who's obviously played this game a long time the right way. I didn't personally know Ben before he got here, but I heard nothing but great things about him, what he was doing in the community, all the teams. I heard the stories from Slate. It's crazy because I heard Ben call Slate a young man, and I'm just like, wow. you are really old. You're calling, you know, Slater a young man. You know, I told her, I was like, I've never heard that before. So, but it just shows the type of person he is to be able to obviously play the length that he's played, what he has been able to accomplish. Couldn't be a better guy that obviously is locker mates with Josh.
Now, you mentioned, you know, playing with Mayo, and now he's on the coaching staff. Yeah. Is that sort of a weird dynamic? A former teammate is now, you know, one of your coaches?
Well, I would say the craziest thing is Mayo is still the same. He's the loudest
guy. You don't have to call him coach now?
No, I still call him May. But he's the loudest guy in the locker room. When we go out outside for practice, he's still the loudest guy. He's bringing the energy each and every day. I think the only thing that's just different now, he just doesn't have the pads on. But he brings so much leadership, so much football knowledge, and a lot of guys, I mean, everybody's just gravitating toward him because, I mean, he's just that special of a person.
Similar question. You obviously had a previous relationship with Steve Belichick from Rutgers, and now he's the longest tenured defensive coach on this staff. Is that a little weird?
Well, the thing is, we know. I mean, turnover happens from each team, and we deal with it each and every year. I would say it's – I mean, obviously, you know, it's a little different because I'm so used to having, you know, older coaches in there. But I think the great thing about having Steve, he understands. He can relate a lot to us because, you know, he's a younger coach. He tries to always ask for our input. He does a great job of just giving us – the information that we can use and, you know, try to cycle through it and see what we do need and maybe what we don't need as much. I mean, he's been a great coach to us, and that's the reason why I believe we play good football, and we're going to try to keep it going that way.
Good to see you again this week. Best of luck on Thursday. We'll talk to you again soon.
All right, talk to you guys soon.
Does Logan get credit for that interception, by the way? I know you guys keep track of this. Does he get credit for that?
That doesn't count. He knows that doesn't count either. So tell him get that in the regular season.
Daron Harmon joining us here on Sports Radio WEEI.
T-Mobile has invested billions to light up America's largest 5G network from big cities to small towns, including right here in yours. And great coverage is just the beginning. Right now, families and small businesses can save up to 20% versus AT&T and Verizon when they switch. Visit your local T-Mobile store today.
Plan savings with 3 lines of T-Mobile Essentials versus comparable available plans. Plan features and taxes and fees may vary.